You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $DeadEndHipHop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review, Chica, Once Upon a Time EP. Chica is an American rapper, songwriter, poet, model, and actress. She first garnered attention on social media before signing to Warner Brothers Records in 2019. The following year, she was included in XXL's 2020 freshman class. It was nominated for the Grammy Award for Best New Artist, which is crazy because I never heard of her.
Neither have I.
And I don't know what song or what she did that was nominated for a Grammy. But I can tell you this. I don't know. Let me see. Does it say where she's from? Wow. So
she's here.
She was born in Montgomery, Alabama, though.
Oh, okay.
She was born there. I don't know where she lives now. But I was going to say that the project felt kind of Chicago-ish because it gave me Chance the Rapper vibes.
Yeah, I see that.
You know, but highly talented, different. I need to dig deeper. I need to dig deeper. I'm not sold all the way, but I do think there's talent there. But I'm not 100% sure, Ken.
I was a little bit sold. This is my first time listening to Chica, but I will say that Ramil, from Low Mid, recommended that I listen to her last year, and he sent me the Industry Games project, which I never got around to listening to. So I saw that she had something new out because he was listening to it. We follow each other on Apple Music. And I was like, and I saw the link, 15 minutes. I was like, okay, you know, this is a good one. We can get us a listen. So I will say that when it came on with Fairy Tales and BJ the Chicago Kid was singing, I was like, okay, I don't know where this is going. Then that motherfucker rapping came in. I was like, oh, I had the same reaction you did. Because I had already listened to it once.
Okay.
And I had the same reaction. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, all right. I see what we're doing. And Hickory Dickory came on. And then with the singing and stuff, again, I didn't realize it was a female until we just finished listening to it that time. And then I heard her say something about he. So I was like, okay, is he gay? Is this a female? So then I started looking around. I was like, oh, this is because on the first song, it didn't sound like a chick. It sounded like a dude when the rapping came in. And for whatever reason, I don't know why Cinderella 1 and 2 didn't connect to me it just didn't register. But yeah. But I thought Cinderella's part 1 and 2 were interesting. WB and Save You are okay, but I think what I hear is I hear enough creativity to make something interesting for people to listen to. And I think for her to be nominated for a Grammy, like you, I don't know what song, it seems to be working, but But yeah, I think that's that. I actually think I'm kind of a little bit where you are in terms of needing to hear more.
Yeah, because this was a really good appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
And the appetizer was really good, so it has me thinking about what the full course meal is going to taste like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of where I am. And that's why I said I'm not all the way sold, only because based off of this, the bar is kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested to see. And then I like the title. What is it? Industry Games? You know what I'm saying? Because we know how the music business is. You know, mm-hmm. it's not what a lot of people think it is. That's not in it.
Well, this one was Once Upon a Time. Industry Games was the one that... No,
I know. So I'm just saying going forward,
gotcha.
Because since we listen to this, Once Upon a Time, going into Industry Games, you know, like the bar is set a little bit high. You know, so if it falls flat on the face with that one, then it's kind of like that's the reason why I'm kind of building the out that I'm not 100% sold just
yet. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, but no, interesting to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wait and see.
Yep. All right, y'all. Look, man, again, we appreciate the support that you guys are giving us. All we ask is share this with one person. Also, you can continue to support us monetarily through Cash App and PayPal. Y'all already know the hashtag. Y'all didn't listen enough. And if you don't know, go listen to another one. Man, we appreciate you guys. We'll catch you tomorrow. Peace.